UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon issued a statement urging the Guinea-Bissau government to exercise restraint dealing with the upheaval that has followed the killing of former Navy Chief Mohamed Lamine Sanya. Following his death, riots broke out in the capital Bissau and police fired on the crowd, killing at least one person and injuring others. Last year, the government accused Sanya of planning a coup and he was briefly detained. Secretary General Ban called for the people of Guinea-Bissau not to take law into their own hands. Activist and Bissau Chamber of Commerce President Makaria Barai says the country is calm now, but tensions are still high. She says that because the country suffers from poverty and weak infrastructure, it will be difficult for the government to bring Sanya's killers to justice.
The government needs to have the means to investigate it. They need to find out who. And at the same time, finding out whom, even if they arrest them, where are the prisons? We do not have prisons. So all we have a lot of things that we cannot stop because we do not have the infrastructure.
Barai says she was not satisfied with the Secretary General Ban's expression of concern about Guinea-Bissau and his call for the government to take action. She says she would like the UN and other international bodies to get more involved locally to help quell the simmering violence.
What helps is action. And what we need is we need the support of the international community to create the means of the control of violence. Because the government is not in the position to create these means. Because they are faced with the problem of paying salaries.
Guinea-Bissau is one of the poorest countries in the world. It has been wracked by instability since its independence from Portugal in 1974. Most recently, a military coup overthrew the government in 2003. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。